Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a wonderful opportunity to be able to proclaim God's message today, and He's been working on me with this one for a long time. But last week, Father Eric set me up very graciously because he called us to look forward and not backwards. God put eyes on the front of our head to look forward with expectations and to see His marvelous light before us, and to be obedient to Him, and rejoice in Him always. Why? Because your names are written in the book of life in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Rejoice. Regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what you see in the world, rejoice.
Amen.
Amen. I should just sit down. Okay. My captain, I'll sit down. No, God did put eyes on the front of our head for His glory and His purpose, and to look forward and keep our eyes focused on Jesus, as Father Eric said last week. But do we do that? What does it take for us to walk with Jesus? What's required? Well, in Micah 6:8, God tells us very clearly what's required in the Old Testament, and the same follows through with the New Testament. And that's to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. Do we walk humbly with our God? The message this morning, the gospel this morning, says very clearly, be cautious of spiritual pride and of self-pride and of yourself. Boast only, as Paul says in Galatians, to what? Boast only in that you are one in this, that you are, boast only that you are in Christ and Christ is in you, and give Him all the praise and glory. When I was first in the Navy, going to my first ship in the Navy, and one of the things that happened was, and some of you have heard this before, but I'm flying on an airplane to Australia. That's kind of cool. And I'm not paying for it. And we're going all the way down in this airplane to Australia. And we landed, I think, in Fiji on the way, and then we landed. And then I got on another airplane and got to my ship up in Townsville, Australia. And a new kid on the board. Everybody was on liberty, and I got to the ship. And I was praying all the time while I was on this airplane that the Lord would show me one Christian, just one Christian, for me to fellowship with. And I was praying and praying and praying, and during the flight, it's a long flight, you'll never guess what was on that airplane with me. And I don't like to fly, but Jimmy Swaggart and his band were going down there to do a concert. And so the whole plane erupted in praise music and singing to the Lord all the way down there. I was not afraid of anything as we were flying. No anxiety, no angst, no trepidation, nothing. And I got to the ship, and I'm standing out on the quarterdeck after I stowed all my bags where I was told to stow them, kind of antsy and nervous. And I was just standing out there looking at the stars, and I'd never really seen the southern hemisphere and the stars in the southern hemisphere, and they're much different than those in the northern hemisphere. And I'm just amazed at God's glory and wonder and all the stars in heaven and how they display His glory. And this young man, he was a personnelman, at the second-class personnelman. Mike was his first name. And he came up to me and says, "What's wrong? What are you looking at?" And I said, "I'm just marveling at God's glory and grace and the heavens down here. I've never seen the southern hemisphere before and all the stars." And he said, looked at me and he says, "Are you a Christian?" And I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "I am too." And I said, "Thank you, Jesus." And he said, "For what?" And I said, "Because I had been praying all my trip that there would be another Christian on board." And within 10 minutes of being on board that ship, guess what? God's marvelous light showed up in the form of Mike. And we became really good friends and started a Bible study. And that Bible study grew to 30 to 40 people. But we need to look forward and look to Jesus and expect Him to move through us and in us and in front of us as He lights the way. But do we do that? Do we live with expectation? And how do we go? Well, today's gospel, I think, says volumes. And one is, after this, and Father Eric did a wonderful job of explaining what happened after this, and before this that I'm speaking about, Father Eric explained all that, and to how we're to be, and that we're to follow Jesus faithfully. First priority, first things first, Jesus first, and then the rest of life. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so that's settled. And then we get on, and He appointed 72 others. You know, the others were witnessing to His apostles. And now He appoints 72 others. And there's no long seminary. There's no long life lessons. None whatsoever. He just comes to them and He says, and He sent them on ahead, two by two. What does that mean? I've come to know now in Kairos and otherwise that it's really three by three. Because the Holy Spirit goes with you always. And so you go two by two. But you come alongside. And when I first was ordained, Father Russell asked me to come alongside him. And I said, well, explain that to me. And he described how Paul describes how about Barnabas and Timothy and the others that walked with him. And described that relationship. And I said, I wasn't happy where I was, but I felt the Holy Spirit say, yes. I said, yes. And here I am. And it's a bestowed blessing. Then Father Eric comes and guess what? Another blessing to walk and to follow. And you can't be a good leader unless you've been a good follower and know how to follow. Thus, last week, follow me and put me first. Follow me and put me first. And then lead others to the glory of salvation in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And that's what we're called to do. We're called to be His ambassadors, number one. What is an ambassador? It's one who represents the person that sent them. Who sent us? Jesus sends us in the name of the Father. He's sending us. That's an active word. He's sending us to proclaim His gospel. So we are ambassadors for Christ. And then we're called to be neighbors as Christ is a neighbor. Can you love others, your neighbors and your neighborhoods? Can you love others as Christ loves you? Can you share with them the greatest gift you've ever received? Just be vulnerable and open your heart and share. And the third thing is, can we love like Christ in all we say and do? Are our lives like a prayer offered up to the Lord each and every day? Is everything we say and do, does everything we say and do glorify the Lord? Does His grace precede you? Does His grace follow you? Does His grace indwell you? He's given you His Spirit. He's given you His message. And He will give you what you say. Like Moses. This is on-the-job training. Go and be my ambassador and proclaim the gospel. Go and be a neighbor. Invest in your neighbors. Invest in people that He sends across your path. Very clearly He tells us to go and to greet somebody. And He talks about in that house. And if peace is received, then remain there and stay there. Don't shop around for better digs or a better bed or better food or a more important, influential neighbor, but go where His peace is received and returned. And dine with them. Invest in them. We're called to be encouragers, to go two by two to encourage each other, to go two by two to watch each other six, to go two by two to be a blessing to one another, and to go two by two to hold each other accountable. And it's important, the two by two. I know Barbara and I walked two by two and held each other accountable. And that was such a blessing. And now, I've kind of said this to Father Eric in a sense, but I look to him and to Deacon Gale to be my two by two to hold me accountable and make sure they're making sure I'm staying on path and keeping my eyes focused on Jesus and my heart's in the right place. It's okay to remember the past, but not dwell on it. To remember the past, to learn and to live for Jesus. We are a new creation, as Paul says. We have been born again. We have been regenerated in and through Christ and received the Holy Spirit to live for Him now and forevermore. Why? Because our names are written or engraved, in the, as it says, in the book of life in heaven. Who put that there? Father Eric? Deacon Gale? Me? No, God wrote it there. He wrote it there before we were even born. He knows who we are, and He knows who we're to become. We're still trying to figure that out. But the first thing we all need to grapple with and understand and know is whose we are in Christ. And we are His ambassadors. We're to be good neighbors. We're to do justice. We're to walk humbly and to love mercy with our God. Going back to my story in the beginning about the southern hemisphere and the wonderful stars that are so different than the northern hemisphere. And that's important to know and to figure that out. But a beam of light, and we're to follow His light. But it reminds me of the old story in the Navy, since we sang Eternal Fathers again today, which, thank you, Father Eric, choked me up a lot. And all of us Navy guys, but a beam of light leads us and guides us in Christ. It's like a lighthouse guiding a ship. And we're sailing a course. And that lighthouse is showing light and reflecting on us. One day, this lighthouse is standing in the ocean doing its job, shining its light, and an aircraft carrier came upon him and says, "Whoever you are," he didn't know it was a lighthouse, he says, "whoever you are, get out of my way. I'm an aircraft carrier during flight ops. I'm bigger. I'm the biggest ship on the ocean." And he said, the lighthouse sent back, "Alter course or run aground." He sent back, that didn't register. He sent back, "Alter course or run aground. I'm an aircraft carrier and I'll blow you out of the water." And the lighthouse sent back another message to the ship saying, "Be wise. Change your course. I am a mighty lighthouse that's here to save and direct your path. So alter course and don't run aground." The aircraft carrier listened for a minute and altered course, stopped flight ops, altered course, and didn't hit that lighthouse. But how many lighthouses do we have in our life where we're heading into shoal water and we're not looking into the Word, we're not looking into the light that Christ is emitting to lead us into His safety and into His grace and mercy? How many hills have you tried to run up and to take that were not yours to take? How many times are you on a path that you're not supposed to be on because you're not looking for the light of Christ that leads you and directs you as to where you're to go? I've done that many times. And fortunately, in the Navy, when all these things were happening, when I finally prayed to the Lord of the harvest and prayed every day for the Lord of the harvest, realizing that I can't do this, and Lord, I need your help and I need your guidance. And all of a sudden, the people started to change. But my capacity for grace increased. And through Christ, people were changed and motivated to follow Jesus. Because as we're on the job training and learning what we're doing and being rejected sometimes, being received sometimes, being a blessing sometimes, and being rejected more often than not, realizing that our names are written in the book of life in heaven, and rejoicing in that, and living in joy, and living in peace, and living in His grace, the fruit we bear is His fruit and the characteristics of Christ. Love, peace, joy. Patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those nine characteristics are what we're to display. This stole means a lot. I got it in Jerusalem. Peter was with me when we got it, and he's a vineyard, a vine grower, and a vine. John 5, or John 15, verse 5, and he talks about, I am the vine, you are the branches. Abide in me, and I in you, and you'll bear much fruit. We need to abide and go forth in his grace and mercy and bear the fruit. And notice that the fruit, I've never seen grapes, maybe Peter has, but I've never seen fruit or a grape, a singular grape on a vine. It grows in clumps and bunches and groups. We're to grow two by two and together. We're to go as a family. We're to go and proclaim his gospel and rejoice because our names are written in the book of life in heaven. So live a joyful life. Rejoice in him always. Smile. And realize how good and wonderful our Lord is. And look for his manifestation each and every day of your life and in your hearts. And be blessed and be a blessing. Amen.
Amen.